No, go ahead. What do you mean you didn't know I was going to be? Where do you think it was?
I was told only two.
Zucker went to Cleveland, not me.
The Torah tells us, Yom Truah Yelachem, that Rosh Hashanah is the day of Yom Truah. It's the day of the blowing of the shofar, or the day of hearing of the shofar. In fact, that is a dispute among the Rambam versus Rabbeinu Tam, exactly what is the nature of the mitzvah of Yom Truah, of the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is the mitzvah is it's the tekiah, it's the actual blowing, the blasting of the shofar. And the Rambam's opinion is the mitzvah is the shmia. In fact, there are different sources in both Gemaras, so the bottom line is we probably assume it's both. The question is, which is the primary, which is the secondary? We paskin like the Rambam, that shmia is the ikur, but that's a machlokas among the Rishonim. A major nafgamina, a major practical difference between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam is, number one is the nusach habracha. What would be the text of the bracha? If the mitzvah, like the Rambam says, is shmiya is hearing, then it's l'shmoa kol shofar. Rabbeinu Tam says the text of the bracha is al tekiya shofar. So in addition to the actual fundamental change, tekiya versus shmiya, there's a change in the prefix also. The Rambam says l'shmoa with a lamed. Rabbeinu Tam says al. Why is the Rabbeinu Tam say al? Why not litkoa? Why is he forced to say al tekiya shofar? Why not litkoa shofar? So in this, the Gemara in Psachim and the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchas Brachas gives us some general rules in terms of when do we use the prefix la versus when do we use the prefix al. So the Gemara points out in the Rambam that the first klal is if it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, that if it's a mitzvah, there are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are mandatory, like putting on a tefillin in a little while. And there are other mitzvahs, let's say, shchita, slaughtering the meat. If you want to eat kosher meat, then you got to do shchita. But if you don't want to have meat, you don't have to slaughter. Or perhaps some say the mitzvah of gittin, of a get. There's no mitzvah to get married and then get divorced until you can say, I fulfilled the mitzvah of get. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, if it doesn't work out, there's no longer shalom bayis, and you're going to separate, and the Torah tells us, say, for Christ, this is the way you have to do it. But it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's more descriptive of how you do things. So the Rambam writes, every time you have to do something, it's la, and every time it's al. Another difference is, you know, the Gemara says, it's always over lasi yasan. If you're making the bracha first, then it's la. And if you're doing the bracha afterwards, it's al. Like, for instance, like, al netila shadayim. Besides the practical reasons, if you want to have clean hands, but we make the bracha al netila after we wash our hands, so then we do the al. Well, let's say the classic example we'll have in a couple of weeks on the Yontif of Sukkot. The bracha we make on lulav, al netilas lulav. Why do we make the bracha al netilas lulav? Why not with the prefix la? So that's what the Rambam points out. Others, the Vilna Gaon, because really the Gemara says mida agbe nafikle. Really, the halacha is once you pick up the fourth minim, immediately you fulfill the mitzvah. That's why we try to do different things. We turn the etzrog over. Others don't pick the different eitzes in the Rishonim about what you should do to try to avoid it. But the Vilna Gaon says, the bottom line, we don't avoid it. And that's why he says we make al, because he says we're going to pick up the dalad minim, we're going to fulfill our mitzvah, and then we're going to be making the bracha after the mitzvah.
That's something you have to do.
The what?
The dalad minim.
The right, no, it's a separate rule. So there's one independent thing. One is chiyah versus rishus. It's three different times. So, and we'll see how they fit in, you know, if they're mutually exclusive. But and a separate principle is if, you know, is over last year or not. And another klal he gives is, If you're doing the mitzvah for yourself, you do la. If you're doing the mitzvah for others, you say al. So that's what the Mefarshim point out, that really it's the Rambam and Rabbi Notam Lishitaston that are consistent with their view. The Rambam Shita, that the mitzvah of shofar is the Shmias HaShofar. See, every person is doing the mitzvah themselves. The person's blowing is like the Hekstra mitzvah. He's enabling us to fulfill the mitzvah. But the bottom line is, I'm hearing it, you're hearing it. So by Shmias, everyone's doing the mitzvah themselves. Therefore, hence the text is Lishmoa. When it comes to Rabbi Natan, if you hold the mitzvah to Kia, so one person, it's like Shomea Ka'onea, one person is doing it for everyone else, and therefore it's not enough to say Litkoa, you have to out the Kia Shofar. That's how the Mefreshim point out. It's not only a machokis in the actual fundamental mitzvah of Shmia versus Kia, but that affects the Nusach HaBracha. You wanted to say?
Okay. No, the mind's thinking, but okay. I've gotten all the way to the question. Yeah, okay.
So that's one nafkamina is Shmia versus the Kia, Al versus La. Another famous, another nafkamina is a famous discussion in the Rambam on the topic of mitzvahs striches kavana. Do mitzvahs require kavana? That's a machokas in the Gemara, machokas amoram, whether mitzvahs striches kavana. We paskin in general on a mitzvah in our Torah, we say mitzvahs striches kavana. On a mitzvah drabbanan, we paskin mitzvahs ein striches kavana. As I always point out, this is only a post facto machokas. You're about to put on your talis this morning, your tefillin. Even the opinion who says mitzvahs ein striches kavana doesn't say you shouldn't have kavana. Everyone agrees you should have kavana before you do the mitzvah. We're talking about post facto legal question. If you did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, would you have to repeat the mitzvah? That's the machlokas. But everyone agrees before you do the mitzvah. So what's the opinion of the Rambam? Is the Rambam paskin mitzvah striches kavana or mitzvah einah striches kavana? So that's actually it's a separate whole share on this topic, but we'll just stick to one of the answers. So, because there's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, if a person happens to be walking home from shul, Pesach night, Leil Pesach, and someone, masked gunmen, come over and put a gun to his head and say, hey, I have the Shmura Matzah, it's the Bedat, it's the good one now, I'm forcing you to, they shove the matzah down the guy's throat. Does he fulfill his mitzvah of matzah? He had no kavan, he was forced. So the Rambam paskins yotza. It's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. We paskin, you fulfill your mitzvah. So in this Rambam, we see mitzvahs ain't a striches kavana. Mitzvahs don't require kavana. He's yotza the mitzvah of matzah, even though he didn't have the requisite kavana. Yet the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar gives us a different story. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shofar, you don't fulfill your mitzvah shofar unless the Baal Takeh, the one blowing the shofar, as well as the people listening, have kavana. The one blowing the shofar has in mind everyone in there that he's fulfilling that mitzvah, and the people listening have to have in mind. So we see clearly in the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, mitzvah striches kavana. So it's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. Does the Rambam pull mitzvah striches kavana or mitzvah ein striches kavana? So again, there are many answers, but we'll just focus on the one relevant to us. So the Rishonim point out in Brachas, you just did Daf Yomi, although it's been a while ago, I think it's Daf Yad Aleph. You're in the Mems now. What Daf are you up to?
Mem Chet.
Yeah, so in Daf Yad Aleph, so the Gemara talks about if a person started the Bracha, he thought it was, let's see, the Gemara talks about a case, you thought you're making a Bracha on food, you thought you were making, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem Kedem Melech HaOlam, you thought you were eating nuts, and then when you got closer, it was fish, or whatever, I'm just making up the case. It was a different bracha. So the Gemara goes through the discussion whether, could I just keep on going, because it's a generic first part, could I just finish now Shahako, or do I have to go back and start again? So the Gemara goes through the discussion, and Tosfos says, what's the difference? Mitzvahs ain't striches kavana anyway. Mitzvahs don't require kavana. What's the difference that I was thinking? As long as I did the right thing, that's the important thing. So, Rabbeinu, so they point out there's a big difference between not having kavana and having the wrong kavana. That's what Tosis points out. But Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a klal of mitzvahs striches kavana. He says it depends. When do we say that if you pass a mitzvah striches kavana and you need kavana, that's a mitzvah which only is bedibor, a mitzvah which only involves talking. But a mitzvah which involves a maisa, a mitzvah which involves an action, we all know actions speak louder than words. In other words, if I'm eating matzah, unless I'm crazy, why am I eating matzah? I'd be eating fresh bread. Why am I shaking the four species on Luaf? Because the Torah told me to. So when you're doing an action, the action itself gives the kavanah, even if I'm not thinking about it, to account. So if it's a mitzvah which involves a maisa, so therefore I need, so then that covers the kavanah. So he points out, according to the Rambam who holds the mitzvah shmiyah, so the Rambam paskin mitzvah shrichas kavanah, because that's what, you don't have anything to show for, all you do is listing. So if you don't have the kavanah, you're not yotzi. But perhaps according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is the maisa, the act of blowing the shofar, so even if the person didn't have the kavana, but since it's involved the mitzvah sheyesh bo maisa, according to, that would be a possible another nafkamin, according to Rambam, you definitely need kavana. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. And perhaps the third nafkamina is the principle of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. You have a principle in Shas, in the Gemara, that you can't fulfill a mitzvah through the means in Mavera. The classic example in the Gemara is regarding lulav by the four species, that the Gemara talks about that you have a stolen lulav, can you fulfill your mitzvah with the stolen dalun minim? So Gemara says on the first day it's the problem for two reasons. Number one is you need it to the din of lachem. Wakachtem lachem b'yom harishon, there's a mitzvah that one has to own it, has to own the dalad minim. So it doesn't mean you have to, I recommend you buy your own, but a person can't afford their own, you don't have to actually buy your own, you have to halachically have it. So if you borrow someone's dalad minim for 30 seconds while you do it, that also constitutes lachem. But halachically speaking, legally, for the first day, it has to be belong to you in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So in addition to, if it's stolen, it doesn't belong to you, you're not yotze anyway, but in addition, the Gemara gives a reason of mitzvah haba b'aveira. If you do a mitzvah through the means of an aveira, you also don't get the mitzvah. Not only don't you get the mitzvah, but you violate the aveira of geneva gezeila as well. So that's clear. If you do a mitzvah through the means of an aveira, it's no good. That's the Gemara in Sukkah Lulav HaGazel. So the Shaila is, what about a shofar HaGazel? Is it any different regarding the halacha? It's clear lulav hagazo is no good. Would it make a difference if one steals a shofar? Again, everyone agrees it's usher to steal the shofar. The question, if you're in shul Monday morning and the person forgot his shofar broke, it's not working, and the only shofar in shul happens to be a stolen shofar, is there any reason to blow that shofar, or should you say specifically don't blow the shofar? It's a mitzvah ba'aveira. So that depends on this issue, because the minchas is a whole minchas chinach in the beginning of in Mishnah in Halacha Aleph, when he talks about the mitzvah pruravu, he talks about the concept of whether one could fill the mitzvah pruravu through a mamzer. And one has, let's say someone committed adultery, and they had a child. Let's say from their own wife they had a boy. And they committed adultery, they had a girl. And to fulfill Puravu, you need a boy and a girl. So would one, again, he's not condoning adultery. We're talking about post-facto legally, if you would get the mitzvah or not. So he gets into a whole discussion on what are the parameters of when do we say mitzvah haba b'aveira, when don't we? So it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch case, the Minchas Chinuch writes, the mitzvah of Puravu isn't the actual living with your wife, having the relations. The mitzvah of Puravu is 9 months later when you have the child. It's the result-oriented. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, if the mitzvah involves the mice and action, so then if, the question is, at the moment I'm doing the mitzvah, am I doing an aveira? If at the time I'm, let's say, by lulav hagazel, at the moment I'm picking up the lulav screaming, don't touch me, don't pick me up, I'm stolen, you can't use me. So if the moment I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm also involved in the aveira, then we just, when then we apply the principle of mitzvah bab avera.
Well, isn't there also the fact that you're required to own it? As far as we know, you're not required to own the shofar to blow it.
All right, and get the shofar in a second. Right, so lulav has an additional thing of of not owning it, but I'm saying, but even let's say matzah, even things which don't have the halacha, in addition to not owning it, there's a special psul of mitzvah, which is a discussion whether it's a psul midrabanim in a Torah, but independent of that. Right, by so shofar will be a different reason. So therefore, that's the minchas chinuch cloud, that if at the moment you're doing the mitzvah, you're involved in the aveira or not. So, and also if it has, and also they point out if you could only steal an object. So they point out like this. This could, according to the Rambam writes explicitly, Afal Pi, he says, even though you shouldn't, even though he doesn't recommend a shofar hagazal, but however the Rambam points out, if one uses a shofar hagazal, you are yotze, you are yotze the mitzvah, even with the stolen shofar. Why are you yotze with the stolen shofar? Why not mitzvah baba veira? That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that Bein b'kol din gazel. That it's the Rambam with shitas, and the Rambam is the mitzvah isn't on the object. If according to Reno Tam, the mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar, so the physical fact of the shofar is a chefzer shel mitzvah, and then you would apply the principle of mitzvah baba veira. According to Reno Tam, since the mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar, and the shofar itself is a stolen object, you would not fulfill your mitzvah. You wouldn't fulfill your mitzvah. You'd apply mitzvah baba veira like the Yerushalmi. But according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is the shmiya, so therefore it's an intangible. You can't steal sound, the Rambam writes. And therefore he says, if you're stuck and the only shofar you have is a shofar gazel, so the Rambam writes Yosef. But however he points out, even though you should use that shofar and you fulfill your mitzvah, no bracha. You would not make a bracha on a stolen shofar, because that's part of the general klal. You don't make a bracha on something which is associated with an aveira. And therefore, like the Rav Shulchan writes by Amafsik and Bakolos, like he writes, we don't make a hefsek, we don't interrupt the Baal Kriya, the one who's relating, when he's reading the Tochacha, because if you interrupt the Kriya, then the person finishing will have to make another bracha, and you're going to call up a new person. So in general, we don't make a bracha on something which involves prinya. It's like the mitzvah of the heshev as a gzela. It's a mitzvah to return a stolen object, but there's no bracha, because any bracha, any mitzvah which is associated with an aver, you don't make a bracha. So that's perhaps there's a fundamental machlokes when the Torah tells us Yom Trua, it's very vague. What exactly is the mitzvah of Yom Trua? So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the shmiya. The focus, of course, you need both, but the primary mitzvah is the shmiya. According to Rabbi Notam, it's the tekiya, my nafkamina, nafkamina. What bracha do you make? According to the Rambam, you make lishmoa, and according to Rabbi Notam, you make the bracha on tekiya. And we point out not only the actual shmiya versus tekiya, but the Rambam says lo, because everyone's doing it for themselves, and Rabbi Notam says al, because you're doing the mitzvah for everyone else. Another issue, whether mitzvah striches kavan, according to the Rambam, yes, because there's no maisa, you definitely need kavan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if your work is Rabbeinu Yonah, so therefore you're doing a maisa mitzvah, so therefore you yotze even without kavana. And whether the klal of mitzvah baba veira applies or not, because according to the Rambam, there is no chefzer shel mitzvah, the mitzvah is the shmiya, so you can't steal sound, so therefore you yotze even with the shofar hagazel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you would be a problem. And just to conclude, that's why they point out that why over here by shofar does he say you shouldn't have there's no halacha of shamea kona? Because that's what the Mefarshim point out, that one should have a mind during the hearing the kol shofar, that you want everyone to be even at the time, that you don't want one person. You want to be judged as part of the klal, as part of the tzibur, and therefore everyone's equal. If the mitzvah shmiya, so we're all the same. It's not even the person blowing doesn't have any advantage over you, except incidentally he's letting you perform, but we're all equal. And that's what the Isha Shunam has said to Elisha, that Anochi and Rak, she doesn't want, he wants to be judged among the klal Yisrael. So that's what we should have in mind, besides all the other things in shofar, to be Zohar Bedin. So you want to feel that we're part of the cloud, we're part of the tzibor, and that's what we should have in mind.